Chapter 2. The Contents of the Letter. The room was silent for several minutes as Holmes thought about the problem. At last he spoke. "I now need to know more about this letter," he said. "What was in it? Why has its disappearance worried you so much? Why is getting it back so important?" It was the Prime Minister who answered. "All I can tell you, Mr. Holmes, is that the letter is in a long, thin, pale blue envelope," he said. "There is a large red wax seal on the envelope, and it is addressed to Mr. Trelawney Hope. I cannot tell you anything about the contents of the letter. Please use your famous powers of deduction, and if you can find an envelope which matches this description, you will have done a great thing for your country. You do not need to know what the letter says, and I cannot tell you. That is a diplomatic secret which I cannot share with you." Holmes stood up and smiled at our visitors. "You are two of the busiest men in the country," he said, "and I am busy too. I cannot help you with this problem, and I shall waste your time and my own time if we talk any more. I'm sorry." Lord Bellinger got up quickly. It was obvious that he was used to having his own way. "Mr. Holmes," he began angrily. For a moment, I thought that there was going to be an unpleasant disagreement. Then he continued more quietly. "Well, we must accept your request to know what the letter is about. Please sit down again and listen to me." "You can trust us with your secret," Holmes said. "We are men of honour.